Right after that process, another thing that helped me develop maps is that I went to Indianapolis by myself. My son was a race car driver, and we were up in Indianapolis. I had a rent car, and I went downtown Indianapolis about noon one day. I had a break and drove around downtown. I said, shoot, I know why they got that United plan. It was obvious to me. I know exactly why United put it here rather than Oklahoma City. This is a live city. I mean, you know, there was people on the streets, and there was restaurants, and there was hotels, and the convention facility. I mean, all this stuff. It got to be a quality of life issue. If you were the CEO of United Airlines and you wanted to have your people work in Oklahoma City or Indianapolis, it was a hands-down decision.
Major League Sports, too, at the time.
Oh, they had everything. Yeah. They had Major League Sports. They would have some big NC2A sporting events, but the area was live. I mean, it was really neat. That's really what woke me up is when I went up there. It didn't take but about 30 minutes driving downtown. I said, wow, now I got it.
Yep.
Now I got it.
So, to help sell maps, you undoubtedly told that story.
Oh, yeah.
And it added energy to your message, and it obviously got through to your citizens.
Yeah, the two things that got through to them was, one, I made it as simple as I could, in that I said, how we're going to pay for this is going to be a limited sales tax. It's just like you're buying a car. You know, you buy a car, and you go do a three-year note on it, and you pay it off, and you get your car. Well, we're going to do the same thing here, except it's going to be 5 years, like paying off your house. We're going to do it, and we're going to be off. It's going to have a sunset. This tax is going off by law, and it said in the ballot that it sunsets, period. When I first started really giving speeches and talking about it, people wanted to talk about projects. They wanted to talk. They'd say, for instance, well, Mr. Gaylord owns the baseball team. He's got more money. Let him build the ballpark. Or, I don't care about ballet. I don't want to go to ballet, and I don't like the symphony and the river. All you got to do is mow the river. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. I said, folks, this isn't about each individual deal. And so from then on, I really emphasized this is about the whole. This is not about each piece. I said, I can't pick and choose out of these nine projects which ones I want you to pass or not pass. And if one passes and another one doesn't, I don't think it works. The pieces don't work. It's all got to be together. If we want to build a downtown convention business with hotels and we don't want to do the convention facility or we vote it down, we don't get those hotels. Or the ballpark, we're going to lose the team. And I said, it's about the whole. And I said, it's not about you and I. It's about our kids. This is about building for the future. People would say, I don't go downtown. It's not safe. I don't like downtown. That's fine. But you think maybe your kids or grandkids might like to go downtown someday and have a nice place to go? Well, yeah, I think maybe they might. And that's what really did it. When I started hitting them on the kids and grandkids, because I know who the voters are. The voters is the older population of any city. That's where your voters are. It's not the young people. And the seniors get out and vote like crazy, as we all know. I am one now. And I, of course, I've always voted, but I really vote now, too, because I got the time. But start talking about kids and grandkids. So that, and we made it as simple as we can. It was a very simple ballot. It was 5 years, 1 cent. We're going to pay for it, and we're going to do it. Whether they really believe that we could do it, I mean, they believed me that, yeah, I'll be 5 years, 1 cent, and this is it, but I'm not convinced you can build all these projects. That was kind of the next big battle we had to go through.
Here we have the Oklahoman and their day before editorial. Tuesday, voters should support the metropolitan area projects plan securing a brighter future for Oklahoma City and the surrounding area. And they made no bones about it that should be supported. And
yeah, the first time I went to visit with Ed Gaylord on maps, before I even took it to the council committee, because I needed to kind of see what his temperament was going to be, went to see him by myself one day and sat down with him. And by this time, he'd give me more than 2 minutes. I could stay a little longer. I explained what I wanted to do. I wanted to do the ballpark and the canal and all of these things, and how I wanted to fund it. And it's just he and I, just like you and I. And he looked at me and said, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard of.
In your heart, son.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just, and so now I'm trying to figure out how to recoup.
Yeah.
You know, so I said, well, I don't think it is. I think it, and so I'm stammering and, you know, probably no telling. And he says, well, good luck to you. You know, so I get up and leave and say, well, I got a little work to do. And I really knew it then. I knew he'd be a supporter because he always supports what is for the betterment of Oklahoma City. He's always done a great job. And so I just kept working at him. And I knew he really wanted the ballpark. Once he became warming up to the idea, I knew he really wanted the ballpark at the state fairgrounds. I really wanted it downtown because I felt like we just needed to get everything together to get some synergisms going downtown, which worked, and that's where we needed it. But he fought me pretty hard. I said, Mr. Gaylord, it's got to be downtown. I hate to tell you, but that's where it's got to be. And then the canal, he thought was the craziest thing in the world. I mean, he thought that canal was just nuts, and I'm sure a lot of people did. And the canal has turned out to be one of the best things we did. I mean, it by far was the cheapest thing we did. I think we spent $12.3 million out of $350 million on that canal. And then we've spent since then about another $5 million.